bringing ourselves into practice this morning by taking our seats, opening and witnessing whatever is arising in the present moment from a really stable foundation. So be aware, if you will, of feet at the floor, bottom in the chair, sitting upright and dignified. With some friendliness, some goodwill, an interest opening to a sense of body sitting, body breathing. Using a little visualization to help us this morning, holding in mind an image of a mountain, perhaps one you know or one from pictures, however that makes sense to you. Being aware of the mountain, its beauty, its majesty. Its solidity, stability. How the mountain is unmoved by all of the forces of life and weather that it's exposed to. And so we can take heart from the image of the mountain and allowing ourselves to take on some of these qualities. Grounding ourselves in the image of the mountain. Grounding ourselves in the body with the image of the mountain. Imagining that beneath the mountain there are deep, deep roots penetrating into the earth. That there's a mountain beneath the surface, as great as the one above. And using that imagery to make contact with our lower extremities, through the legs, down to the feet, giving us a sense of being firmly rooted like the mountain. Just really feeling the sensations from the toes and the feet all the way up through the legs. Feeling that sense of weight, gravity, connecting us with the earth, like the mountain. Being aware of the base of the mountain. That intersection point where the plain meets the rising of the mountain. And connecting that imagery with a sense of our bottom sitting firmly planted. Simply feeling those sensations at our bottoms. Being aware now of the major bulk and girth of the mountain, the mountain sides, sensing or visualizing that as you're able. In connecting that steadiness, that majesty, the sense of our own bodies through our torsos. Feeling the sensations in the torso, all the way up to the shoulders. As we hold in mind the mountain. Sturdy, strong. Dignified. Being aware too, with your image of the mountain, of those spurs that shoot outwards from the main bulk of the mountain, and connecting that with the sense of our arms and hands, also rooting us to the earth. Feeling the weight of the arms and the hands. And just noticing the posture so far and how it feels, however it is. And if there's any kind of slumping or not feeling completely upright and dignified, trying on rolling the shoulders a few times, up, back, and down. And then bringing those shoulders up, back, and down one last time, flattening the shoulder blades to the back so the spine is nicely straight and the chest and heart region is open, receptive, like the mountain, receiving it all. And be sure to soften down through the arms to the hands and let them be heavy in your lap without pressing. Hold in mind now your image of the uttermost top peak of the mountain. How does it look? What's your sensing of it? Rising up into the sky, perhaps even amongst the clouds. It's that part of the mountain the eye often goes to. Connecting a sense of our own neck and head with this uttermost top peak. Letting the head be nice and still and sturdy and balanced, like the peak of the mountain. Feeling the sensations there too. And of course, the mountain is alive. It lives, it breathes, filled with plants and animals. Connecting with that sense of the living, breathing mountain, with your own breath, feeling your breath within the whole body. As we sit here like a mountain, adopting the qualities of the mountain. The mountain witnesses the growth of the plants, the movements of the animals, birds, insects, and is unmoved. Can we too, as we sit here with breath and body as a whole, like a mountain, witness all the different sensations within the body, receptive to them all, without reactivity? Letting them come and go. When our minds do move out of reactivity, just noticing that, connect with your image of the mountain, whether you visualize it or just sense it. And connect again with that strong, sturdy, stable sense of sitting here like a mountain, with breath and body as a whole. Different weather systems and the seasons pass over the mountain sides. Wind and rain and snow, clouds, sunshine, blue sky, hail, lightning. And yet the mountain remains still, stable, unmoved. We may find it helpful to liken all these weather systems and seasonal changes to the various moods and emotions and thoughts that swirl through us. Can we just let them move through like a mountain as we sit here breathing, breath and body as a whole? Nothing to push away, receiving it all in a gathered, unified awareness.